Sake of the holy innocent and their sovereigns of death, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, Hallelujah. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, I will seek. Hide not thy face from me, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Thank you. Our confessional reading this morning from the Augsburg Confession, Article 28 of Ecclesiastical Power. If they have any other power or jurisdiction in hearing and judging certain cases, as of matrimony or tithes and so on, they have it by human right. It is in which matters princes are bound, even against their will. When the ordinaries fail to dispense justice to their subjects for the maintenance of peace. Moreover, it is disputed whether bishops or pastors have the right to induce ceremonies in the church and to make laws concerning meats, holy days, and grades, that is, orders of ministers, and so on. They that give this right to the bishops refer to this testimony, John chapter 16. I have yet many things to say to you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. They also refer to the example of the apostles, who commanded to abstain from blood and from things strangled. They refer to the Sabbath day as having been changed into the Lord's day, contrary to the Decalogue, as it seems. Neither is there any example whereof they make more than concerning the changing of the Sabbath day. Great, they say, is the power of the church, since it has dispensed with one of the Ten Commandments. Here ends our confessional read. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36, reading from verse 25 through verse 27. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart also I will give to you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Here ends our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the first letter of the Apostle Peter, chapter 4, reading from verse 7 through verse 11. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Because ye have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God a service. And these things they will do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Here ends our gospel reading. We confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
from the first letter of Peter, chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. I'd like to call your attention at this time to verses 7 and 8. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, number one, that would be, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Please be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thursday evening, Pastor Peterson led us in a celebration of the ascension of our Lord. And in Luke 1, we heard the recorded words, the last words, if you will, of our Lord spoken to his church just at the time of his ascension. He says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." From his ascension and the 10 days later, the time of Pentecost, until the end times, until he comes again, we are, in fact, living in the end times. And we need to recall that he said while he was on earth that no one knows when that might be, not the angels in heaven or any men on earth, including while he was on earth himself, but his Father in heaven. The New Testament writers took that very seriously, and they encouraged us during these end times to think and act as if it would be this afternoon. And that's what Peter is talking about in our text, where he says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers." This morning, as every time we gather, we will say a prayer of thanksgiving after receiving the Holy Sacrament. And in that post-communion prayer of thanksgiving, we ask that he would strengthen us in faith toward him and in fervent love toward one another. Number one, top thing, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. We need to remember here that what he's talking about is the relationship between sinful human beings. This love covering a multitude of sins is not somehow love, our love, covering up our own sins before God. The church is, after all, a gathering of sinners. Forgiven sinners, thankfully, but sinners nonetheless. And in our relationships with one another, we sinful human beings naturally think in terms of fair play. We like to see a kind of a 50-50 relationship, do we not? But with our sin-distorted notion of judging 50-50, we sinful human beings, when we think we're getting something fair, are getting something in our own favor. And when we think we're being not getting what is fair, we may well still be getting something in our own favor. By the way, thank God he doesn't treat us fair.
If he gave us what we deserved, it would be hell. Above all things, have fervent love for one another, because love will cover a multitude of sins. He's talking about forgiving one another. There will be offenses among us. We are, after all, each of us, a sinner. Jesus thought this a very serious subject. If you remember in his time on earth and teaching among men, remember the parable of the servant who owed his master far more than he could possibly ever repay. And the master forgave him because he asked. And the guy went right out, found a fellow servant who owed him but a little, and beat him up, if you will, demanding immediate payment. And Peter asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how many times do I have to forgive him? As many as seven?" And the Lord said, "I don't tell you seven, but 70 times seven." We're not really sure exactly how the math worked on what he said, what's recorded in the scriptures. But it's clear he's saying, you don't quit forgiving your brother. Fervent love will cover a multitude of sins. And one other way that he keeps that in front of us in our thinking, in the Our Father, forgive us our sins, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. A constant reminder to us of the need to forgive, not look for some kind of fairness. And Peter goes on, use hospitality to one another without grudging. Share each other's needs, concerns. Be kind to one another. Support each other. And as each one has received a gift, minister it, serve it to one another. Gifts from God, and we all have them, are for service to the body of Christ, for the business that the church is here for, to be witnesses to him in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Let those who speak as the oracles of God. An oracle of God is a voice. He is how men might hear what God thinks, says, what God wants them to hear. Called to preach as the oracles of God, the Word of God. And of course, how do we recognize what is the Word of God? One standard. 66 books of inspired writing. And so it is those who are called to preach to his people are trained. Our church body has two excellent seminaries, training men, soaking them, if you will, in the scriptures and the Word of God, so that what they have to say in his name is in fact his word. But if you speak, do so as the oracles of God, goes for all of us, at least in some extent. And how do we know where we stand? Well, we steep ourselves in the scriptures. How do we do that? The writer to the Hebrews says, not by forsaking the gathering of ourselves together. We come together to hear the Word of God and receive the sacraments through which He calls us to Himself and keeps us in the faith. And there are many other ways too, being involved in Bible study, which right now, since we are without a pastor, is somewhat restricted. But there's more ways of studying the Bible than officially. There's home Bible study and devotions. Devotional reading by ourselves of the Scriptures, that we may grow, that what we say and do in our lives are in fact an expression of the Word of God when we speak, and what we do living our lives might be in keeping with the revealed Word of God. Serve, he says Peter, with the power, the ability that he has given you. I don't know how to express that better than in the old phrase they used to use, and maybe still do, when it comes to what we call stewardship. Serving with time, talents, and treasures. Tradition in this parish, when we receive our financial offerings on Sunday morning, is to sing, "We give thee but thine own." All that we have is a gift from thee, whatever that gift might be. Not just that offering envelope, but time and talent as well. Love will cover a multitude of sins. As Peter uses that here, it's talking about forgiveness. One sinner forgiving another. But there's another love that covers a multitude of sins. I'm talking here about the love of the Creator for His creation. John expresses it in that all favorite verse 3:16. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. The Apostle Paul expresses it this way in Romans chapter 5. For when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even care to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so we pray that we may be strengthened in faith toward Him and in fervent love toward one another. That in all things, as Peter says, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
From thy presence, and me.
Pastor Trofhagen, who served us during Lent, he and his wife had their baby, a girl, and I don't remember the exact date. You?
Elizabeth? Hannah.
I know her name.
Was it Friday?
Recently, anyway, within the last week. So we include a prayer of thanksgiving. Please rise.
O God, giver of all blessings, we praise you for this gift of new life granted to these parents in the birth of a daughter. Protect mother and daughter and shield them from anything harmful in body or soul. Give joy to these parents as they bring her for reception into your kingdom through the water and word of holy baptism, and grant them your continued blessing through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast, which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine nature. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of heaven and earth, and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Christ on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat the body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death.
Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of our sins. Strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith
and the life everlasting.
Go in peace.
Amen.
Strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Go in peace.
true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed, we're given into death for all of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed for the remission of all our sins. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you unto one life eternal. Depart in peace. Amen.
In faith toward thee and in fervent love towards one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.